guys. I'm your host, Danielle, and you're listening to The Eavesdrop, where we talk about life, love, and all things taboo on kpcradio.com. It's Super Sexy Thursday, and on today's show, we're going to learn about the benefits and stereotypes of pole dancing. Today, we have Camille Thomas from Romance and Dance Polarobics, former Disneyland hairstylist turned pole dance instructor. Hi, Camille.
Hi, Danielle.
Thank you for coming on the show
Thank
today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I am a hairstylist. I've been a hairstylist forever, licensed this year, 15 years. I'm a mother of a 11-year-old girl. She will be 12 soon. And I'm a pole dancer. Like everything that life should really be about, family, fun, hair, and dancing.
Right. So how did you get into doing hair at Disneyland?
Actually, at the time, I was in school for business, and I would just randomly look online to see what sort of jobs I can get in that field. And like one night at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm looking and Disneyland be a hairstylist popped up, and I'm thinking, this is a joke, whatever. So I applied there and they called me like the next day. It really just happened like just playing around, you know. So I started working there and it was awesome.
So how long were you with them?
I only worked there about a year.
Okay.
I only worked there about a year. It was an awesome job. It's just with my schedule and everything, it was kind of hard where I live trying to travel. It was very difficult, but it was an awesome job. Very fun.
What was it like? How did you make that transition from doing hair? Because I know you still do hair.
I do.
But so from doing hair to being a pole instructor.
Okay, so I actually was dancing before I started working at Disney. I started working at Disney. While I was dancing, and then I got hired at Disney a few months later. And it just was something I was going through in my life. I felt like pole dancing was kind of on my bucket list. And I was at a point in my life where I was like, I'm going to try everything that pops in my head. That popped in my head along with the coupon I saw on some website. And I'm like, you know what? It's time. I'm going to do it. So I just did it.
It was a Groupon coupon.
It was a Groupon coupon, yes. Absolutely.
I saw it too.
Yes.
So did you get any like weird looks from like,
oh my goodness. I've been dancing now 3 years and I'm actually a pole dance instructor now. And I get everything. I get the craziest looks. A lot of my family and friends are supportive, half and half. Half are very supportive. The other half think I've lost my mind and they don't understand. I don't think they really get what pole dance aerobics is about. You know, I think they instantly think, oh my gosh, she's going to be a stripper, you know, and it turns into something else. And that's not at all why I started doing it. And it's definitely not why I continue to do it. I started doing it more as a joke because, like I said, it was on my bucket list and I just wanted to try it. I quickly found out that it was much more than what even I thought about it initially, you know. So I love it. I love it.
So I know you said, like, you get, like, the looks on, like, why do you want to do it and all that. But so what was it like for you, like, your first?
My first few times, again, like I said, because it was really, I didn't take it serious. I thought it was just something I really wanted to try and it was fun. So initially, everybody, I think, is very supportive when they think you're just going to take one or two classes. It's like, oh, girl, yeah, go and have fun. Oh, yeah, you know. But then when they find out you're going back and you're going back and you're still doing it, it's a year in. Why are you still doing this? That's when it's a little, you know, more strange and people really start to kind of judge you. In the beginning, it was kind of like, oh, yeah, we all want to try it. But then when they saw that I was continuing to do it, then it made it more like, What are you really doing with your life?
Right.
You know? So it's different. And I know everybody doesn't get it, but it's so much more to it than just, of course, it's a sexy workout. I will not deny that. But it's so much more to it than that. It's a lot more.
So, like, what is the difference between pole dancing and pole aerobics?
So, pole dancing and pole aerobics, I would say, are pretty much the same thing. I think the question is, what is the difference in pole aerobics and like stripping? You know, yeah. Those are the two things because they're pole dancing and pole aerobics is really about building your strength and your confidence. It's really about you you know, I have definitely, since I've been pole dancing, my body has changed tremendously. I know that I look better and I feel better physically than I ever have. I'm stronger than I've ever been in my life. I'm 36 and I can do stuff I couldn't do at 16. You know what I mean? So the difference is, I feel like, and I'm not knocking strippers or exotic dancers at all, but the difference is, you really don't have to be taught to strip layers of something. You know, you can do that easily. This is something you really have to build your strength. You have to build your confidence. You have to be able to tell yourself daily, I can do something that is very difficult, and believe that and go in and try to do it, because it is hard. It is very, very difficult. It's hard.
So, like, how many calories can you burn doing this?
Oh, my goodness. So I had a student that would wear one of those, it's like a CrossFit little watch or something.
Oh, Fitbit?
The Fitbit.
Yeah.
And she told me, like, in a class, she lost something like 1,200 calories in one class. And she did it, like, halfway through. She would do a little bit and then take a break, do a little bit and take a little break. And she still lost a tremendous amount of, you know, it's a lot. You know, she lost a lot of calories during that. You sweat like crazy. It's intense. And I've had people, it's funny because I've had a little bit of everybody in my class that would come. They're boot camp trainers. They do yoga. They do all kind of stuff. And a lot of people come in like, oh, this is going to be nothing because I work out. And they are like, wow, I've never had anything like this in my life. It's a tremendous workout. Like, nothing I've ever had. It's awesome.
What are the first, like, to a person that's beginning, that wants to start taking classes, like, what are those first classes like? What's the first steps?
First of all, I tell everybody just to go. And, I mean, you it's like everything else, right? You have to crawl before you walk. And so I think a lot of people come in expecting to do the stuff that they see on YouTube or, you know, Instagram, and they want to be able to climb and invert and everything. So I tell everybody nice and slowly, just learn how to do the very basics. Learn how to walk. Learn how to be comfortable with yourself. Watch yourself. It's something that a lot of people can't do, especially when you're trying to be sexy. I get a lot of girls that come in and they're watching their feet as they're walking. I'm like, that's not sexy. So I try to just encourage them to, first of all, hold your head up and just do the very basics. 1, 2, 3, 4, walk, and just enjoy it. Because honestly, the first few classes, I feel like everyone is so nervous, they don't take anything in. So in the beginning, it's just to go in and have fun. Go in and just see what the class is about. You're going to get a good workout. You're going to get a little dance routine, but relax and just take the class.
So how did you make that transition? Because I know you said you were dancing before you became an instructor.
Yes.
So how did you go from dancing and just taking the classes to being an instructor?
Well, I danced at Romance and Dance, and they really only hire instructors. And so I was dancing at that point probably close to a year. It was about 10 months, and they needed an instructor. They also do something, a graduation. They call it pole graduations. So students that have been there that have completed a certain amount of spins and climbs and whatnot, they give them an opportunity to show their friends and family, you know, what you've learned and put together a routine and everything. So at this point, I was getting prepared for the graduations. And the owner was there, and she was kind of like, girl, we need an instructor. What, you know, what's going on? And so she asked me to come and join the team, and I was like, absolutely. I love it. So it kind of just happened.
That's cool. So does it give you a butt? Like, what? Like, because I need a butt. So, does it slim your waist?
I'm telling you, and especially now, I'm 3 years in, and I'm an instructor, so I've been trying to play with the different workouts. And what I know is it gives you whatever it is you're working towards. So I'm always working on my stomach, and I definitely see that. There are times when I'm like, okay, wait a minute, my butt has dropped a little bit. So then I start to hit those exercises a little harder. And it really is about sculpting at this point. I mean, you can, we have a twerk instructor. So she teaches butt muscle activity, and her butt is amazing, and I've just assumed it had always been like that. And she's like, girl, no. And she showed me a before and after. It was like, I would have never believed that she got that just from doing pole dancing, right. You know? So, yeah, it does give you whatever it is you want to get.
Okay, so it does, like, so you can kind of, like, target.
Yes, you can target everything. The thing is, pole dancing is a full-body workout because you need everything when you're, from the beginning, from your walk, you're standing on your toes, so that's working your calves and your butt. There are certain ways that you get around in transitions. I'm sitting here in the chair about to start dancing with you right now. There are certain ways you get around in our transitions around the pole that is like a sumo squat, but it's, of course, a sexy sumo squat. And those are squats. I mean, everything is pretty much a exercise, but it's in a sexy way that we create a routine with this. So the entire time you're working your entire body. It's all about our core, really, is what we focus on. But you need everything in pole. So you do end up working your legs. You do work your stomach. And not only that, it's an hour class, and the first 30 minutes is dedicated to only that. We work out for the first 30 minutes. So you get cardio. You get good exercises for your stomach because, again, you need that. You get a full body workout with it, definitely.
So from your experience, like from what you've seen, in your opinion, why do women want to take pole aerobics, or like why do they come to the classes?
I think there's so many reasons. I've heard everything, and a lot of them are very similar to why I started. I think especially when you're dealing with women that have children and husbands and busy lives and whatnot, a lot of them are trying to get their sexy back or just feel like, I'm not always here for someone else. This is for me. You know, I'm not always cooking dinner or going to work or doing whatever it is that you have to do on a daily basis. I think a lot of women want something for themselves, you know, and that hour gives them a chance to come and work out, a chance to come and be sexy, to get away from kids and your husband, whatever it is that you have going on. It just gives you time to, like I said, work out. And listen, there's something different about what we do. It is very, very difficult. However, it's not on the treadmill, you know, and this is something you can take home to your husband or to your partner or whatever it is. Nobody ever wants to take the treadmill home. But right. What we're doing, you can definitely use this and take it home, you know. So a lot of people are trying to, you know, spark up their relationships again. Some people just, like me, it was on their bucket list and just want to find out what it's about. I've heard everything under the sun. A lot of people have some serious self-confident and, you know, they just don't feel good about themselves, and they're searching for anything to try and help them feel better, to connect with people and just to do something again, you know?
Would you say it could be used as like a type of therapy?
It's definitely mine.
It is
certainly mine. I know that I dance when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm frustrated, it's my go-to for everything. It is truly therapy. And I feel better every time afterwards because I pounded it out, you know, I got my good little workout and I feel excellent afterwards. So I know there are people that I've heard like have left their jobs because, or rearranged their schedules because I have to get this in my life some sort of a way. So they make arrangements to make sure that they come and take a few classes a week, you know. So I would definitely say it's therapeutic, absolutely.
Do you only have women come to the classes, or do men come too?
Men do come too. We don't have a lot of men, but we do have some men. Men make you mad because, of course, they're already strong. You know, they have upper body strength, and they hit stuff very quickly. They drive me crazy. But we do have men that come and are awesome. They're very, very good.
So why do they take it?
I think for the same reasons, and a lot of them do different things. I've heard people come just strictly for the weightlifting aspect of it. You know, you can go to the gym and lift weights and you'll get a lot of the same results, but there's something about being able to invert your legs up to your arms. You know, it's a different kind of workout. You're not going to necessarily get the same thing that you would get lifting barbells. And so that's a good question, honestly. I need to ask my guys, what made you start doing this? But we have a few guys. We actually have a guy instructor and he's awesome. He's amazing. So yeah, we do have some guys, not often.
Is it similar to gymnastics?
In some respects it is. It really is, which is why the negative connotations that come with it bother me, because it is very similar to it. And since I've been doing it, what I realize is dance is dance. Yes, there's going to be a lot of different techniques and whatnot. But a pirouette is a pirouette in pole dance, in tap dance, in ballet, in whatever it is. A pirouette is a pirouette, you know. And so it's very similar to gymnastics. When I watch ice skating, I see ice skating and pole dancing. I see a lot of different things in pole dancing, which I love because it also depends on your background. Our twerk instructor, I feel like she's a lot more hip hop. And she adds that into her routines with her pole dancing. So it just depends on what you want to do with it. It's a little bit of everything.
Do you have some students that, like, come and take a class that actually are strippers? Or is it never that case?
No, we have a little bit of everything. We have a little bit of everything. We do have people that come and are like, I got an interview tonight. I want to know how to do the splits by this afternoon. We have a little bit of everything. Yes, we do have people that come and want to be strippers. However, that's a very small portion of the people that come in.
Really?
Most of the people that come in are professionals. I have, for some reason, this dance studio is a magnet for nurses. We have a lot of RN nurses, a lot of hairstylists. I've had judges come into my classes, police officers. I've had anything under the sun, pastors. I've had church groups come in. Yes. Now, they don't want to be on Instagram.
Right.
But they love being on the pole, I'll tell you that.
So what is one of the stereotypes that you wish you could clear up?
I just wish, and again, I have nothing wrong with exotic dancers, but I wish that they just did not assume that all pole dancers are exotic dancers or raunchy or, you know, sleazy. And I say often, I get girls in my class, and for the most part, I can have 10 girls in a class, and I'll show 10 girls the same routine. You make it what you make it. Now, if you want to make it a little sleazier than what I showed you, go for it. If you want to make it a little more elegant and classy, it's up to the dancer. So I absolutely get some that want to be strippers. I get some that want to go to Broadway. I get some that want to do a little bit of everything, you know?
So I know you mentioned that you have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into the stereotypes.
Right?
Let's get into the eavesdrop.
Mm-hmm.
So now, how would you feel if she came to you and was like, Mom, I want to, you know, do pole dancing or, you know, like whatever the case may be?
Okay,
what would your opinion
so,
on that?
And I know everybody's going to be like, oh, she's crazy. So I do not have a problem with it. I honestly hope that she's a little bit older because I will be honest, I don't want her to be an exotic dancer. You know, I don't have a problem with it, but I don't want her to do that. Now, pole dancing, the craft itself is beautiful. And there are some things that these dancers, myself included, can do that a lot of people can't. And it's very, very beautiful when you're doing it in that respect. I don't take off clothes. I don't open things up. You know, I don't show stuff. It's all about the dance. And I show my daughter, and I let her know now at 11 years old, there's a difference, and you have choices. Yes, there are some people that are going to think you do extra stuff because you do this, but it's all in the way you carry yourself and what you're doing for yourself. So honestly, there are some things that I have showed her on the pole, but it's all athletic. My daughter is almost a black belt in Taekwondo. She runs track for her school and she does cheerleading. So I look at her as my little athlete, and I want her to know as much about sports and you know, athletics as she can. Now, I'm very candid with her, and I explain to her now the stereotypes that go with it. I don't tell her everything. It's age appropriate, but I let her know that Mommy is proudly a pole dancer, and you know, I would love to show her age appropriate things, because again, if you look, there's a little girl on YouTube, she is probably 6 or 7. I wish I had the video. I didn't even think to bring that up before. But this little girl is amazing. I think she was on America's Got Talent. The stuff that she was able to do, it really brought tears to my eyes because it was so beautiful. And when you take the pole away from it, it's just dance. But you add this pole to it, and now it's something that's so taboo. And it's like, why? You know why? Because is a pole standing straight up? You know?
Right.
I don't get it. So yeah, no, I would not have a problem with her being a pole dancer. Now, if she went the other way, I would definitely have a problem with her being an exotic dancer.
Okay. And then, so that's the difference. Like, there's exotic dancing, and then there's
And I shouldn't even say that, okay, because in my opinion, now I may be wrong, in my opinion, I shouldn't say exotic dancing either, because exotic dancing is also a different level. That doesn't necessarily mean that you shed clothes, because burlesque can be exotic dancing, you know, and it's just, you do push the limits a lot more, and it can be, it is a lot more for adults. Yes, no. Okay. So I don't want to say the exotic thing is terrible, but I just don't want her to just shed layers of her clothing.
Right. Keep it PG.
Keep it PG. But exotic is beautiful also. So and even since I've been doing this, like I said, I do not have problems with strippers or exotic dancers or anything. Even that I've learned, it is a skill. You know, that is something you have to learn, and it's not easy to do either, but it's not for everybody. You know what I mean? So
how much are the classes? How much do those usually cost?
Okay, so for our studio, they have an intro package, and I believe the intro package is like 4 classes for $39. So you get 3 regular classes and a specialty. Normally, though, the classes are $25 per class. Fridays, we have a bring a friend for free, so you and a friend can split, you know, the difference, or... And then the specialty classes, like the twerk class, we have some floor and chair, and just a few different classes. Those are 20. So it just depends on what you're taking. And I always recommend to get the intro package, because it's a really good offer for those 4 classes.
So do you see pole dancing, like, would you consider that as a sport?
I hope they bring it to the Olympics.
That's what I was going to ask you next. Do you think it would go there?
I honestly, okay, my brother, a big critic, I asked him about it, and he's like, no, absolutely not, because a sport is something that you have to do in all countries. You have to be trained. He gave me all the list of things of why it shouldn't be on there. And so I show him this video, and he looks, and he was like, it could be in the Olympics. He was like, I couldn't do that. You have to be trained. He could see how much effort and what had to go into it. So I think it definitely should be.
All right. Well, I think we are running out of time. Thank you, Camille, for coming on this show.
I want to invite you to come and take a class.
Okay.
Whenever you are ready, hopefully sooner than later. And I am also friends, I'm just going to drop that out there, with your sister, Nicole. And I want you guys to come and take a class together.
Because she's done one already.
She has. Well, I want her to come and take my class.
Okay.
So I would definitely love to have you guys.
You can find more information on Romance and Dance Pole Aerobics on kpcradio.com. Thank you for listening to The Eavesdrop. I hope you have a sexy, super sexy Thursday. And I look forward to seeing you next week.